This evening, take your Bible and turn to Jeremiah chapter 15, verses 15 and 16. Jeremiah, one of the prophets, one of the major prophets, as they are called in the Bible, of Israel. So Jeremiah 15, verses 15 and 16 is the text for the message tonight. Maybe a familiar verse, and I just usually on our nights when we have favorites, like to just give more of a devotional thought and some things I trust will challenge our hearts and be a blessing to us and a help in our life. You know, the basics of the Christian life are sadly neglected by many Christians. We say, what are the basics? Well, the basics, somebody says, to be a five-star Christian, you need to read your Bible, pray, be in church, share the gospel, and give to the Lord of your time and talent and treasure. And so that's what one has defined as being a five-star Christian. Whether you call it five-star or not, you would have to say that they are the basics of the Christian life, is talking to the Lord, letting Him talk to you, being in the fellowship of believers, telling others about Him, and giving back to the Lord as He has blessed us so greatly. The availability and opportunity to participate in these things, sadly for many of us, is taken for granted. We think, well, yeah, I can read my Bible. Yeah, I could pray. Yeah, I can go to church. I could do those things. And it's, you know, yeah, there's something that I probably should do. And rather than being considered valuable, sometimes I think we consider those things to be a chore. And we may say, well, I need to read my Bible today because that's what I'm supposed to do. I should pray today because that's what I'm supposed to do. I should go to church on Sunday because Sunday's here, and so I should go. And those things, and, you know, they really ought not to be chores. They really ought to, we ought to see them as opportunities. Opportunities to have fellowship and participate in what God has for us in our life. And some are content to be saved and ride along a Christian life on the coattail of others. Yeah, we'll just cruise along here. We'll just put her in cruise control and just zoom along and everything will be fine. Other believers that want to be involved in more exciting adventures say, well, you know, if it was exciting, I'd do it. But, you know, they're just, you know, tell me what else I can do. Well, you know, if you're not doing those things, then the exciting things really, I mean, the exciting things come from those things, really. But many times we consider those basics the boring things, and we want some excitement. We want some you know, lightning bolts to come down from heaven. And we want to see, people want to see visions and things like that. And all these things, because they're not content just to say, I just need to be involved in what God has for me and the regular, ordinary things of life. The reality is, if we don't participate in the basics, though, our life will lack the joy and fulfillment that God intended it to have. So tonight I'd like to think for a few minutes here from Jeremiah 15, 15 and 16, about finding God's Word. It's one of those five things that we just mentioned there, of course, reading the Bible. Jeremiah says in verse 15, O Lord, Thou knowest, remember me and visit me and revenge me of my persecutors. Take me not away in Thy long suffering. Know that for Thy sake I have suffered rebuke. Thy words were found, and I did eat them. And Thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart, for I am called by Thy name, O Lord God of hosts. But Jeremiah's life wasn't an easy life. Jeremiah was a prophet, but being a prophet wasn't a very prestigious thing in a nation that didn't really want to hear what God had. And Israel didn't really want to hear what God had. Judah didn't really want to hear what was going to take place. And Jeremiah prophesied, and the people said, Jeremiah, go away. Quit talking. Quit being a downer. Quit talking about these things. And he ended up being put in prison because people thought he was a traitor. When he said, God's going to deliver us into the hands of the enemy nations, people said, whose side are you on? Get rid of this guy. And if you look in, I believe, chapter 38, you'll find him in a dungeon, sinking into the mud and having to be actually rescued by a man with things put under his armpits to pull him out of the mud. Not a prestigious place, not a nice place to be. In prison for proclaiming the truth because people felt that he was a traitor. People didn't want to hear what God had for them. Where did Jeremiah go? Where do you go for strength when you're dealing with those things in life? Where do you go? Well, in verse 15, we find Jeremiah calling to the Lord and saying, Lord, things are not going my way. Life is not great. Don't let this happen to me, Lord, and all these things. But verse 16, he says, thy words were found, and I did eat them. Jeremiah said he found God's words. But Jeremiah was a prophet. God gave him His word. He received communication directly from God. He wrote it down as God declared it to him. He preached it to the people and he penned it so that we have this book called the Book of Jeremiah today. But regardless of the means of getting it, Jeremiah found God's word. It was revealed to him. Now you may say, well, you know, if God would speak to me audibly or in visions and give me special messages, that would be an exciting way to find God's word. But really, we have to realize that whether God's words were revealed to us in our ears by the audible voice of God, or whether God's words are given to us by people who have heard them from God, makes no difference. These are the words of God. And we should be excited to find them. They're found, of course, in your Bible. But you won't find them if you don't open it. If you leave your Bible closed, you won't find what is inside and what God has for you. And I believe it behooves every believer to open their Bible every day and find God's Word for them. It's not hard to find it. We don't have to wonder where it is. He has something for you every time you open it, if you just ask Him to show you. Like the psalmist who said, open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. See, Peter actually said, and I can't remember if it's 1st or 2nd Peter offhand right now, it just comes to mind, but Peter said, we have a more sure word of prophecy than the audible voice that they heard of God's voice saying, this is my beloved Son, hear Him. They heard God's voice from heaven. I can't imagine what that would be like. Say, that would be exciting. Man, I'd like to find God's words that way. But Peter said, you know what? This book that God gave us is more sure than that. It's more definite than that. We should be more excited about finding God's word in the Bible. Peter said it's more definite than hearing God's voice with our ears. You may think, well, if God would reveal His word to me like He did to Jeremiah, I would be excited to hear that. But 2 Timothy 3, verses 15 to 17 tell us, tell Timothy that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation. And then he says, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. You may have been taught God's word by your mother, by your grandmother, by your father, by a Sunday school teacher, and you may have grown up having it and come kind of complacent with it because you've heard it all your life. But when Paul wrote to Timothy, he said, listen, you may have known it from a child, but those words are still words of salvation. And those words are still the things that will make you as a believer, as a man of God, perfect, complete. You should be excited to find those words, the Word of God. Those words that are in our Bible are every bit as precious and important as when Jeremiah received it from God. But it's so easy to become so familiar with the Bible that it becomes commonplace and loses its significance to us so that we may just leave it unread. Do you ever notice that people clamor for the words of the rich and famous? People, isn't it tonight some awards thing for movie stars and stuff? I don't know, it's been on the radio this week. I've heard it a couple times. I think it said it was tonight, but people will be tuning in to see, oh, this person gets an award. What are they going to say? Ooh, wow, did you hear what so-and-so said? Oh, man, I can't believe it. What a star. And people will hang on those words and say, oh, wow. And some of them will be tweeted and repeated for the next week, month, year, time to come. And people say, oh, but did you hear what so-and-so said? Some people await to hear the latest scientific discoveries and inventions, and they tune in to those science shows and things. Say, oh, what's the latest science thing? And they say, what's the latest word about all the discoveries of and things? Other people can't wait to hear the latest juicy gossip. Oh, did you hear what someone said? Oh, tune me in. Let me hear it. And they say, we're excited about those things. We want to hear those things. Listen tonight, the words of the Bible are the words of Almighty God. Not some actor or actress that may be good, maybe not, maybe famous for good reason, maybe infamous for bad reason. They're the words of God Almighty, God the Creator, God the Savior. I have to think when Jeremiah, though he was discouraged by the way his life was going, by when he says in verse 16, God, your words were found and I ate them up. I encourage you to spend time in the book of books every day and find God's word. Jeremiah said, thy words were found and I did what? I did eat them. I don't know about you. I know Steve was bringing in pizza tonight. I can smell it already. That's just not fair, is it? Now we're talking about eating. I'm kind of hungry already, but Jeremiah says, thy words were found and I did eat them. Maybe it's just a good object lesson for us tonight. Jeremiah ate God's words. To eat means to devour. And we'll probably be devouring some of those slices of pizza shortly. Obviously, Jeremiah didn't eat the scroll that those words were written on. There came a time when Jeremiah's words that came from God were presented to the king, and the king took a penknife out of his pocket and he cut them up and he threw them in the fire. But they weren't devoured, they weren't eaten as in the paper that was eaten. It's not uncommon for the Bible to be compared to food. It's compared to milk, it's compared to meat, it's compared to different vegetables, it's compared to honey, it's compared to different things for its ability to give nutrients and to give health and strength and so on. What do we learn from that? We learn that God's Word needs to be taken in. Not just read in our mind and just in one eye and out the other, so to speak, in one ear and out the other. But it's to be taken in and digested. You know, Jeremiah didn't just read words on a page. He took them into his heart and into his life. I'm persuaded the reason many believers don't spend much time in God's Word is because they read it like a novel or the newspaper without much thought. Maybe they've got the radio on and they're just sat there reading, oh, I should read my Bible, and they read it. Then the words just are words on a page and they read it through and they just carry on and say, well, that's done now, that's out of the way now. I'll carry on about the rest of my day, then do something else and so on. You know, you may find something out of God's Word just reading it that way, but it won't be what Jeremiah is talking about here. It won't be that it sinks into your heart and sinks into your mind and takes a hold of your life. When we're thinking about the fact that God's Word is compared to both milk and meat, as it is in the New Testament, we realize there's a difference in the way those foods are taken, partaken of. I enjoy a glass of milk, enjoy a glass of chocolate milk once in a while. A glass of milk is good. It's nice. I enjoy a steak. I enjoy a roast. I enjoy digging into a nice piece of meat. But they're totally different the way they are eaten. You know, it takes more work to eat a steak than it does to drink a glass of milk. You may have to get that steak knife and do some cutting and cut it. But the steak sure satisfies our hunger better than that glass of milk. Oh, the milk may fill you up a little bit. You know, a glass of milk is always good, but it doesn't suffice for an adult as far as a meal is concerned. We need more than milk, though we may enjoy having some. We need some meat. We need to dig in. We need to get into the Word of God. Take time to digest God's Word. Oh, drink up the milk of God's Word. Enjoy it while you're eating some of the meat of God's Word and some of the honey of God's Word and some of the vegetables of God's Word. But take time to dig into the meat of the Word of God. Time and again we're told in the Bible to meditate on the Word of God. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. Meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them that thy profiting may appear to all. Eat up the Word of God. Because when Jeremiah ate up the Word of God, he says it was the joy and rejoicing of his heart. It met a need. It affected him. You know, when you eat something, it has an effect on you. Some things make you hyper. Have that shot of espresso. Bing! Eyes pop open. May feel a little, you know, jumpy. It affects you, right? Sugar, it affects you. Sometimes you hear as parents, no, you can't have that. It's too sweet. It's too late to have that food. You've already had too much sugar. It's affecting you. You know, the kids are bouncing off the walls and so on. I need some broccoli or something to kind of give them some good energy and that kind of thing. Some things make you sleepy. Eat turkey. They say, what is it, that melatonin or whatever it's in? I don't know what it is, but something in a turkey that makes you, naturally makes you sleepy. It has an effect on you and it makes you sleepy. Some things make you feel bloated. Especially some people that may be allergic to something or whatever, but sometimes a friend of mine, they mentioned it before, but when they were in youth group and they had a contest to bake those old, I don't even know if you can still buy them, but you would buy pizza in a box that you made yourself, craft or something, pizza in a box. You had to mix it up and let the dough rise and then put the toppings on and all that. Well, they're having a contest. Who could, two teams or three teams had to make a pizza, cook the pizza, and eat the pizza the fastest. So, my friend, he just thought, I don't have time to let it rise. I'm just going to make it, cook it, and eat it. So guess where it rose? In his stomach after he ingested it. It made him feel pretty bloated, I understand. Now, some foods, hopefully most, give you energy to do what you need to do. There's a statement that you are what you eat. But Jeremiah said when he ate God's word, they brought joy and rejoicing to him. The word of God has an effect on people who eat it. There are times it does bring joy and rejoicing. Because we read some things about the love of God, the care of God, the concern of God, the protection of God. We read those things and say, wow, that's great. I'm so glad the Lord is mine. I'm so glad He's my Savior and He loves me and He cares for me. And I read about heaven and I think, well, that's joy. It's going to be a grand time in heaven as a joy and rejoicing. But there's sometimes that God's Word brings conviction and challenge. Because we read it and we realize there's some things in our life that we need to take care of and it brings conviction. It brings a challenge to our life. It brings comfort in times of sorrow. God's word has an effect, but you have to partake of it. You have to find it. You have to partake of it and then let it affect you. Jeremiah says in the end of this verse, "For I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts." Jeremiah said the reason he consumed God's word and the reason it affected him was because he belonged to the Lord. He was called by God's name. He was an Israelite. He was a prophet. God's word will impact all who read it. For some, it brings faith unto salvation. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But God's word should be especially precious to the believer. To be called by His name means that we belong to Him and we should be more concerned over what He has to say. Say, if I'm called by God's name, I may not be a prophet, I may not be Jeremiah, but I am called by God's name. I am a believer in Jesus Christ, therefore I need to find His Word. I need to eat it. And I need to let it change and transform my life as I do so. Christian, the fact that the world dismisses God's word is to be expected, but believers ought not to take it so lightly. See, Jeremiah was living in a time where he gave God's word and it was rejected by some. They missed out on the joy that it brought Jeremiah, even though they were God's people. Sad, isn't it, that those people who could have enjoyed and gotten as much out of God's Word as Jeremiah did, didn't. Why? Because they didn't take it in. They didn't find it. They didn't look for it. They said, no, we don't want it. And they rejected it. Don't take the Word of God lightly. Realize that you are called by His name, and therefore you need to look for God's Word. It probably won't be too hard to find. You probably have it in your hand even right tonight. Accept the challenge to find God's Word, partake of it, and let it affect you. Because if you're a Christian, you're called by His name. And His Word is given so that you can be complete and perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. Find God's Word this week in your life.